cameras, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with
Glory.
And today, well, I actually think this is a very controversial show. Not controversial, but it is. It has been brought back to the attention of the media. So, first question, Glory, do you know what I'm talking about when I say Wicked? And not the emotion or the character trait.
Wicked is not a character trait.
You're wicked.
Oh, wait, it is. Sorry. My bad. Are you talking about Wicked Games?
No, I'm talking about a musical.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the show or the movie The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I've watched it quite a couple of times.
Okay,
I
was going to be very distraught if you had not watched this.
Wow.
Movie. So, The musical Wicked is basically based on a book that was written as a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. Basically, yeah. It explains how the Wicked Witch, the Green Witch, I'm sure you remember the lady with the green paint on her face.
I hope so.
Okay, can you remember there was the lion, the tin man, the scarecrow? Okay.
Anyway. There's some things that I just have watched. And I don't really remember
anyway,
too much of
so
the details.
So the story of Wicked is how the Green Witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, becomes evil, basically. And what happened to her that caused her to become the Wicked Witch of the West. So the musical Wicked has recently been made into a movie. It came out, I think, over the Thanksgiving weekend, which was last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And I apologize for this, I can't remember the name of the lady who plays the Wicked Witch of the West, but I know Ariana Grande plays the good witch, the one that's the good person in The Wizard of Oz. Her name's Glinda, and they remade the musical into a movie. However, with the news rising about the movie, this new movie, and all of that, and obviously it trudges up things from the past because it's related to the original show. I mean, not the original show, the original movie. And basically today we're looking at the tales of scandal and controversy that emerged from the 1939 classic version of The Wizard of Oz. Because there were some very shocking things that happened on the set of this movie. Like, when I first actually heard about them, I was like, no, I actually don't understand how people weren't arrested. Okay, so first we had Judy Garland. So we've spoken about Judy Garland before on the show, specifically when we did our Marilyn Monroe show. She had a very tragic end to her life, but we'll get into it. And it was actually caused by the Wizard of Oz movie. So, firstly, they said that her eyebrows and teeth were not of the studio's high standards, right? So, for example, she was given caps for her teeth and had to position her eyebrows, and her eyebrows were altered by the MGM studio's makeup artist.
Okay.
His name was Jack Dawn, and he disclosed, and I quote, "Judy's eyebrows dipped down too close to her nose, making her forehead look too big and her nose too short for the rest of her face. So they raised her eyebrows, and to fix her pointed teeth, they sent her to a dentist to get porcelain caps that were added to the front of her teeth. And they wouldn't stay on during filming, and obviously because she's talking and stuff, and so they would have to then reattach them. And she said herself, I was particularly sensitive about my nose and my teeth. My teeth didn't all grow at the same time, and I thought I was a snaggle tooth. And I have no idea what that means, by the way. And often used to put my hands over my mouth to hide my teeth. I was like the girl in the ads who was afraid to smile." So this isn't exactly something illegal. But morally, what you're doing to a 17-year-old kid, completely degrading their looks. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
It's not good for the... her self-image or her mental stability.
Yeah.
Right? They also considered Judy as pudgy, as in she was a little bit overweight, right? And they were also thing because she was developing breasts, which they actually had taped down during her acting. Because they, obviously, Dorothy in the books or the original script was 8 years old, but Judy Garland was 17. So obviously she's going to have a bigger, more fuller body. And so they created a bizarre corset contraption for her to wear, which Judy swore was made of iron. And what it would do is it would hold down her breasts, and then her long wig with the curls would actually then add to the deception that she didn't have anything in that area.
Yeah.
So for me, again, this is very traumatic things to be doing to a child. I mean, a metal corset. I mean, regular corsets are themselves really hard to breathe in. And now every day she's wearing this iron corset.
Just disclaimer, I hear everything that you say. Not that I understand the situation.
Clearly not.
Obviously not, but I get what you're saying.
Right? They also forced her to go on diet. And she was watched every time she sat down in the eating area. Her paranoia was documented in interviews, and she said, and I quote, "Everybody in the restaurant is watching to see if I don't snitch an extra dessert or something. At least I feel like everybody's watching me. Maybe it's my conscience." Because obviously she'd gotten so used to being controlled in her life that when she went to a restaurant as an adult, she literally thought everyone was watching her eat. That's psychological trauma, if you ask me. They also hired an athletic conditioner, not coach, a conditioner, called Bobby Corchet, and he would make sure that she was exercising and put her through rigorous physical training, including badminton, swimming, hiking, and tennis. The final thing, however, that I think is disgusting is they put her on a program of experimental diet pills at 17. Kids, diet pills should not be touched regardless, but to give it to a kid.
Yeah, again, this is an unfortunate dark side of entertainment industry.
It really is. What she was prescribed is called Dexedrine, I think that's how you say it, and it was a new drug on the market in 1937, and it was typically given to people with narcolepsy, depression, and obesity. And she was definitely not obese, okay?
Yeah.
If anything, she probably just had a bit of, like, you know, when you're young, you have baby fat on you?
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to quote, so this was by William Stillman. "While the dexedrine provided pep, unknown to its potential for addictive misuse and adverse side effects, including paranoia and insomnia." And because it caused insomnia, now they actually then prescribed Judy with sleeping pills. So she was on diet pills and sleeping pills all by the age of 17, right? And this all led to her very fragile psyche. And she struggled with substance abuse for years after this movie, and actually eventually died of an overdose, which, if you think about it, is the studio's fault.
Definitely.
They put her on the pills. I think they should take full responsibility for her death. And she didn't die old. She died quite young. I can't tell you the exact age, but I don't think she got to 50. I'd have to check.
Not getting to 50 is something serious, actually.
It's something serious. The next was the Tin Man. So if you know the story of the Wizard of Oz, they're going to the wizard, each looking for something. I think the Scarecrow was a brain. I can't remember what the Tin Man was. I know the Lion was courage. I can't remember. Maybe the Tin Man was to be a real man. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, his makeup poisoned him. So Jack Healy is the Tin Man you see in the film. However, the original actor, Buddy Ebsen, was poisoned by aluminum makeup. Please tell me why we're making makeup out of aluminum. Like, that's the stuff tinfoil is made out of. No, you're going to make that in makeup. Like, first of all, that's mental in my mind, okay? He was cast as the Tin Man but was hospitalized during their rehearsal period. So this was when they were rehearsing before they were going to film. Okay, he reportedly woke up one night days before filming was set to begin in agony from cramps in his legs and arms. And he was taken to hospital after he had difficulty breathing and had to remain in an oxygen tent for 2 weeks. And the doctors realized it was his job to blame as he was actually allergic to aluminium.
That's crazy.
Like what? First of all, regardless if he was allergic to it or not, it's still hectically dangerous to be putting a metal into makeup and cover. And these type of films didn't take 5 minutes to make, right? They took years to, well, not maybe not years, but they took months to film, right? So having aluminium seep into your skin for months, he eventually actually died of breathing problems. I mean, he did die when he was quite old. But again, like, it's actually disgusting because the actor who did then become the Tin Man, so this Jack Healy, he wasn't allergic to the makeup, but actually they changed it from the aluminum one, but whatever they changed it to, it actually still gave him an eye infection.
Yeah.
So whatever these set designers and costume designers and makeup artists were doing is very questionable on this film. We then had the Munchkins. That's such a funny word to say. So the Munchkins were basically, if you see when Dorothy lands her house in the Wizard of Oz, she lands in Munchkin Land, right? And in the novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, it describes the Munchkins as being very short and dressed in blue from head to toe. Now, the studio described they wanted little people, basically dwarves, right? And needed as many as 350 for the movie. So they then hired this man named Leo Singer, who was a German, and he had put together a trope of touring little people, and they were going around all over Europe, and they've now put him in charge of finding other little people for this movie. And shockingly, he had bought some of these people from their parents when they were kids because their parents didn't want them because of their disability.
That's crazy.
That's disgusting. Okay, that's disgusting. By 1938, he had gathered 100 performers and was based in America. The studio did not want small adults or children. Instead, they wanted, obviously, actual adults. In its search, MGM advertised all over the country and visited circuses and set out talent scouts. As soon as word got out, little people began to arrive in Hollywood by bus and train looking for a part. Singer was put in charge of them, looking after their lodging, food, and attendance, but no one had much affection for him. One of the performers recalled why. With a background as a salesman and a fairground baker, Rabe, that was his name, Meinhard Rabe, he must be German, was cast as one of the prominent Munchkins in the film. However, despite starring in this prominent role, he recalls that Singer actually stole a big percentage of his wages. Many pointed out later they were being paid far less than anyone else in the film, including the dog, Toto. Imagine you get paid less than a dog. Wait, why is the dog being paid or is it the owner being paid?
Well, technically the owner is being paid, but I'd assume with the dog's payments, some of it would go to, like, you know, anything to do with taking care of the dogs.
I suppose that's true.
I guess maybe like treats, dog accessories, taking them to the vet.
Jamie was a very cute dog, little Toto. But anyway.
Yeah.
And now, although the Munchkins were very joyous on screen, there were reportedly very shocking episodes of drunkenness, depravity, and even sexual activity amongst these little actors. There were rumors of sex parties. A lot of them would walk around drunk. In fact, the one actually said he would never forget two little people staggering down the studio street, each clasping a bottle of champagne almost as big as they were. And so throughout them, there was just a whole lot of drama surrounding their hiring, their actions during the, what you call it, the filming, and so on and so forth. Another person said apparently he drank He drank his lunch, sat on a stool, fell into it and couldn't get out. There he was, his head and legs stuck up. So literally the munchkins basically offset were just drunker sailors.
Hmm.
So that's a little bit sad to know. Apparently one also was rescued from a toilet bowl because they...
Oh my days.
It was they small. But still, that's... I shouldn't be laughing. That's so rude of me. Anyway, we then have the Scarecrow and the Wicked Witch of the West. So actor Ray Bolger, who was the Scarecrow, was left with facial scarring due to the rubber prosthetic mask he wore as the character. Meanwhile, the green makeup of the Wicked Witch of the West seeped its way into her skin to the point it took months to return to its normal color.
Hmm.
That's also mental, if you ask
me. It is.
In the early days, another thing that they did that was quite side eye was other Hollywood studios would bleach cornflakes and use it as snow in any when they needed to create a snow effect. But the Wizard of Oz reportedly opted to use asbestos. Yeah. And apparently there were scenes where the actors were actually covered in it. For example, there's a scene where Dorothy wakes in a poppy field and it snowed, so she was obviously covered in it. And you see, asbestos, once lodged in lung tissue, can cause serious diseases, including lung cancer. So it's not great to have on you. Then the Wicked Witch of the West, actress Margaret Hamilton, suffered burns due to a set accident.
Yeah.
The star was filming a scene where the character disappears in a flash of smoke. If you watch the movie, it's like this big red flash of smoke. Only she was still on the set. There was supposed to be a trapdoor, and the trapdoor didn't open. And they set the fire.
Oh, no.
And she was there. Flames reportedly engulfed her broom and hat, scalding her chin and the bridge of her nose, her right cheek, and the right side of her forehead.
Damn.
The eyelashes and eyebrow of her right eye had been burned off, and her upper lip and eyelid were badly burned. It took 6 weeks for the actor to recover, and even then the nerves in her hand where the skin had burnt off were so sensitive she had to wear green gloves rather than makeup. That's... I mean, what? And lastly, we had the lion costume. So the film crew won praises for its costumes. For its time in 1939, they were really good. If you look at it now, it's very sad. I was watching clips on TikTok, and you can see the background is just a painted wall. It's so funny.
Wow.
Because obviously it's now on good TV, like on high definition.
Yeah.
You can see all the fake stuff. But anyway, the Cowardly Lion costume was worn by Bert Lahr and was made from the hide of an actual lion. So it was actual lion skin. And it was reportedly so heavy to wear and under the intense light of the set that Lahr regularly sweated through it, and it needed to be cleaned at the end of each day. And it was sold for $3 million in 2014.
Wow.
Apparently, he really struggled to act. I mean, imagine having that weight on you.
Yeah.
At all times in that heat. So, for me, this is obviously not a crime. I just thought it was interesting as this new musical brings this up. But what was done on the set is disgusting.
Indeed.
From the costumes to the makeup to the diet pills. I mean, if you ask me, I don't know how they... I suppose in the 1930s, people got away with this. But if this happened today, the studio would have been closed down.
Yeah.
They would not have survived. Although I suppose this stuff only came out later as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's very damaging to the actors and their lives. I mean, the Tin Man had scars on his face. Not the Tin Man, the Scarecrow. The Tin Man got eye infections. I mean, what is that? That's like... That is you... That is literally not caring about people's well-being and taking whatever shortcut you need to prosper in your own endeavors. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And really, if you really thought Judy Garland's body was not good enough and she was too old, then you should have hired an 8-year-old to play an 8-year-old.
Yeah, very cringe.
It's crazy. This is mental. When I heard about this stuff, I always knew about the Judy Garland thing. And that was bad on its own. I knew from a young age, the first time I watched The Wizard of Oz, or when I was a little bit older, my mom explained about Judy Garland and how she died and she was on the diet pills and stuff like that. But to find out there was actually so much more wrong with this movie is actually a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I know they were saying for this musical, the paint that they're using now for The Wicked Witch of the West, they actually formulated it to match her skin type specifically, so the actress. So they literally looked at her skin type and they found what, like, they specifically manufactured the paint for her skin. Does that make sense? So it was actually, like, crafted for her. So it wouldn't have the same effect on me. They literally called it Cynthia Green.
Interesting.
So, yeah, but I thought this was absolutely mental that all of this happened. It makes me think what actually happened behind the scenes on a lot of the old Hollywood films. I know there was a lot of sleeping your way to the top. I mean, it's the same thing. I still firmly believe Marilyn Monroe was murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, and she also went through hell and a half. So I don't think old Hollywood is very innocent.
Yeah, not at all.
And these may not be crimes like murder and stealing and stuff, but it ruins people's lives. It affects people and it should be brought to attention.
Yeah.
And things like that. But yeah, that is the story of The Wizard of Oz. Crazy things. If you haven't go watched Wicked, I haven't watched it either, so I can't tell you if it's good. Apparently it's really good, but I wouldn't know. I would like to watch it. Do you want to go with me to watch it?
I don't know.
You know you won't, because it's a musical and you'll sleep through it all. I know you already. But anyway, that is it for this show. We hope you enjoyed. Anything you'd like to add?
Just for the record, I looked up Wizard of Oz while we were speaking. And turns out I might not have watched it.
I thought so.
Yeah.
It's a very... I don't want to sound rude, but not your your childhood background type of movie.
Yes, it looks very classical.
Yeah, you see, I actually watched it because my gran, whenever I went to my gran, we watched very old classic movies. She had all the videotapes still, not even on DVD.
It doesn't necessarily mean that I don't watch classical movies. It's just not my style.
No, but like the very old Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used to watch those very old Hollywood movies, literally still on videotape. They weren't even on DVD. Although you wouldn't like Wizard of Oz either, because it's also a musical. It's basically about this girl who's in her house. There's a tornado. The tornado picks her house up, spins it around, and when she drops her house, she's in Oz, which is a fantasy land. And she's got to go find the wizard in order to let her go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's these very scary flying monkey things.
Okay.
That work for the Wicked Witch of the West. We should watch it. I don't think you'll enjoy it, though. Got a feeling.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Anyway, that is it for the show. We really hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.